This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's see. It's June.
It is.
The 24th of
June. It is.
Yeah. It's 2016. I got all that. Yeah. What else is it?
Friday! Yes! Here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it? What do you think now? Pretty sure it might be, yep, it's true. It's, what?
Thank God it's...
There you go, my friends. Every day feels like a Friday when you live in the great state of North Dakota, but today officially it is Friday, 24th of June, and we're gearing up to find out what's on your mind. Right there, top of your mind, what is it today? Hi, friends, Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio God, Mitchell riding shotgun.
Hello.
Our producer, Matt, our call screener, Manny, ready to chat with you.
Hello.
800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd. He'd love it if you would. 701-226-8503. You ready for the text, Todd?
I'm always ready. Oh, I've gotten a few in already this morning. I mean, for some reason, nobody bothers to wait for the phone, which is fine. You don't need to wait. You can text me 3 in the morning. That's fine. I won't necessarily respond at 3 in the morning, but go ahead.
Just answer this question. What's on your mind? And text the answer to 701-226-8503. Manny, I have an idea today. We do this occasionally on Friday. But we've had a number of first-time callers this week from new communities, which has been fun. Would you put the first-time callers to the front of the line? Can you do that today?
I think I can pull that off.
Okay. So when you call, if you're a first-time caller, you've never called the program before, please tell Manny so he knows that and he'll let us know. And we'll get you right on. Because we love first-time callers. Because guess why? You generally become a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time caller. Then you're in the groove. Get beyond that first time, not a problem. Ran into folks in Medora yesterday who were, oh, I listen every day. And one guy, probably, I don't know, early 20s. No way he was 25. Early 20s. Worked in Medora. First of all, he called me Mr. Hannon, which was very embarrassing because I felt old. And he said, I listen every day. I said, well, have you called the program before? I have not. Why not? I don't know. Just didn't feel comfortable calling. You know, I was too afraid. Too afraid of what? I don't know. I'd say the wrong thing. Well, I mean, I say the wrong thing 20 times a day. Join the club. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about saying the wrong thing. Just, and plus, you won't. You know, we're not going to expect you to be in. If you disagree with us, if you today think Obama's a genius, call the show. Tell us why you think he's a genius. That's fine. He's not exactly looking like a genius in this vote in Great Britain. He's writing op-eds and he's going out front saying, here you go, wagging his finger at the Brits, telling them how to vote. How'd that turn out for him? His star has faded. What happened to the tingle down people's legs, right? He's given the speech of all speeches and people are saying, oh, this man, oh, he's so great. No, not so much. Soaring rhetoric only lasts you so long. You have to have some there. And it didn't happen. I love what happened in the European Union. The vote to exit the European Union for Great Britain. Rather, I know some folks are watching the markets today, and yeah, change is never really well accepted. People didn't expect this to happen, so it wasn't factored into a lot of the markets. So you'll hear a lot of stories about that today. My bet is 10 days from now, all that'll be erased, be gone, won't matter. So it's just a short-term story. The story really, in my mind, is this. Another death blow to political correctness. Thank God We are awakening to this plague that is political correctness. And not only here, but in Europe? Are you kidding me? Wow. Happening. Can't believe it. Hard to believe, but true. So glad it's happening. Hope it continues to happen. And that's really, I think, Trump a big winner. Political correctness a big loser. Obama a big loser. What's not to love about what happened in the EU? It's the big story internationally today, no doubt about it. So there's my quick take on that. Welcome yours as well. We are today going to hear from some of the folks at the North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners. You know what a royalty owner is? Sounds a little regal. Sounds a little British, doesn't it?
Somebody who owns royalties? Oh,
yeah, it is.
I had to go there, right?
You know, if you own a piece of land, you might own the surface, as in, you know, where the crops are planted, for instance. But down below, there's mineral rights. Sometimes they're owned separately. Sometimes they're passed on for generations. And the mineral owners are royalty owners. In the case of oil and gas exploration, they own the oil. It's theirs. They lease it to companies who then explore it and pay them lease rights for that. You know, very often, the vast majority of the time, the mineral owner decides to let the pros do it. Sometimes they participate in the wells themselves and go to the next level, but more often than not, they don't. But they're really the genius of what's happened in this American energy renaissance, because that's what's unique and American about how things in oil and gas work here, because it's privately held mineral interest. People own it. And they elect to engage in a contract with companies who explore it, versus Russia, where, you know, there's no privately held mineral rights. It's state-owned. And that's the way it is in most places. And they need a certain price per barrel of oil to make their economy go. It's a very, you know, incestuous relationship with the whole thing. It's not good. But the United States, we have a better system. So anyway, these people obviously gather and learn and try and share information on issues. And I think they're the often forgotten, but most important cog in that wheel. But for them, we don't have the prosperity we have from this great industry. As they and they're participating in it as well. A lot of them are out of state owners now. I think it's about half and half. Last time I heard the numbers, I don't know if we have any real number or not. But tax department might. Ryan Rauschenberger is here. A lot of folks here that will be speaking this afternoon, and there's still time to take this in if you want. We're in Dickinson, actually at the Ramada Dakota Lodge and Conference Center for the North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners. This is their fourth annual state convention, so they've had a state entity for about 4 years now. And walk-up registrations are welcome today. They're going to crank up shortly. Vicki Steiner from the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties is first up. They have tax issues in the focus for royalty owners. CPA from Brady Martz here. Lynn Helms addressing the group in a couple of hours, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources, talk about North Dakota activity and also a regulatory update. EERC, the principal geologist Jim Sorensen there, will talk about enhanced oil recovery. Great topic, because that's a game changer, without question. Jerry Simmons, who's the national director of the National Association of Royalty Owners, speaks over the lunch hour. They have actually have their annual chapter business meeting. Tony Watrude will be, he's the president of NARO of North Dakota, will speak this afternoon. XTO Energy has their Bakken operations manager here. They're going to take a look at the outlook for energy to 2040. And then, as I mentioned, Ryan Rauschenberger will be talking, as well as the subsurface geologist for the North Dakota Geological Survey on the Bakken and beyond. Wrapping up this afternoon, 440 Mountain, I'll moderate a panel with Steve McNally, Hess General Manager for North Dakota, a discussion on the Bakken and beyond. Steve's been in a number of oil plays around the country. And We'll talk about how this one compares and where we're at, where we're going, back and forward with Steve McNally today as well. So, and a couple of those speakers will join us for a quick little preview of what's happening. Otherwise, it's all yours today to talk about that or anything else on your mind today on an open phone Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. First-time callers, front of the line. So make sure you let Manny know you're a first-time caller, and we'll put you to the front of the line. And the best first-time call today, Cloverdale Bacon on us. You know, when you call us, you get the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. And it's often sizzling. And that's because of the Cloverdale Big Flavor. But on Fridays, it really sizzles, especially when we give you a little incentive to call. All right? So there you go. Tell me what's on your mind. Change is in the air. Not only in North Dakota, but nationally and internationally. It's a good thing, isn't it? I think so. Let's talk about it on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather in Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state required test topics in an effective multiple choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm just going to wait until you tell me.
Thank God it's... Thank God it's...
Past the hour, let's crank it up for a Friday. Thank God it's Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. The texters are fired up already. And we could probably get the crickets going because I see a few lines open on the calls, Todd. And maybe that'll coax the first-time callers out of the shadows.
We have to pour some coffee on them because they're not...
Pour some coffee
even
on
them? Even the crickets aren't even bothering to make noise and call us.
It's just kind of a lazy Friday morning. They don't really want to get into it today.
Yeah. But
some of my favorite entertainment over the last 48 hours, not quite, has been watching the reaction to the new logo at UND. Have you been following it on social media? It is unbelievable. And I guess...
Now, somebody. I saw something from a couple of different people that want to keep the interlocking ND. I got to admit, the one part of all this I completely agree with. Get rid of that, because we're not going to be confused with Notre Dame anymore. But now some people apparently want to keep that, too.
Well, I think that's just a product of not, you know, not liking the new logo, so then you want to keep that. The... best part has been watching some player reaction, former players, and I can't really find anybody that thinks it's a good idea. I know that some people that think it's okay, you know, an okay logo, think, oh, it's just hockey, but a bunch of hockey players and a small group of people that don't like. It's not a small group of people, but just outside of the, you know, whether you like the logo or don't like the logo, it is a exercise in understanding how much people do not like change, isn't it? Which is all the more ironic. I'll tie this to politically to what's going on. I mean, in the country, I think people see the change from the Fighting Sioux being forced on UND by the NCAA for political reasons and for politically correct reasons, and think it's wrong. And so Fighting Hawks could be the best name ever, could be the best logo ever, and there's still going to be people who say, no. A, I don't like change, but I sure don't like change for the sake of political correctness. It's stupid. I see the Fargo Forum, which is just flat out turned into like Russian TASS news agency or something. They're so far left. They're left of Lenin. It's just unbelievable. They put out an editorial yesterday saying that Ed Schaefer done a good job, which I agree he has. And they said, you know, way to go on the logo. And, of course, he was charged with getting the new logo done and transitioning before the new president comes in. I get all that. And I think he's done a fine job. He really invested himself in the logo. And the logo is not bad. You know, it's not, again, Ed Schaefer didn't get out a pen and, you know, coloring crayons. And, you know, this was a big-time agency that does this for teams all across the country. If you think it's bad, blame them. Right? But... And it's a little simple for my liking. I've seen some online of students that have done it, and I think, really, this would be great. But the forum editorial is like, that logo is so, they, you know, that name was so offensive. That, you know, thank goodness we turned the page. Like, really?
No, for crying out loud. I mean, really?
I mean, when you are that far removed from the sentiment of public, I mean, the only people that really thought they were offensive were a couple of white professors who wanted Native Americans to feel like, you know, feel like victims.
Are they just pandering? Are they pandering to UND?
No, they're idiotic. They're idiotic. That's what they are. It's not pandering. I think they're just plain idiotic and so far left and out of touch. It's unreal. But it's Fargo as a newspaper. What do you expect? Keith in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're a first-time caller, so you're in the hunt for the bacon, and thanks for calling, Keith. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks. I just wanted to say I've been watching the news on the Brexit. And I think that it's a good first step and a good first wave of a rejection of the radical left that's brewing in our country.
Yeah, I know it's a vote in Europe, but it feels like it's something that could happen here. I mean, it just feels it matches with the mood here, doesn't it?
It had a lot of coverage on the U.S. airwaves, and I was watching it last night while I was laying in bed, and I kept thinking, you know, this is a lot of what's brewing in our country with Trump right now.
I agree with you. Keith, keep listening, because we may announce you as the bacon winner, all right? Keith in Williston, is all first-time callers are in the hunt for the Cloverdale sizzling bacon on us, big flavor bacon, okay? 800-228-0550, first-time callers go to the front of the line. Chris in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you today?
Better that you called. Thank you.
Okay. So I want to know what you guys think about this Supreme Court ruling about the blood test for DUIs. I just want to hear your opinion.
Yeah, now I'm trying to remember. So the Supreme Court ruling said you can't be forced to have a blood test. You still could be forced to take the breath test, But the blood test, they said, was a bridge too far in your constitutional rights, right?
Well, that's what they said. But the way I look at it now, this just means if you're pulled over and suspected for DUI, it shouldn't matter anymore. You should have to take all of it then. If you take the breathalyzer, you should have to take the blood test, because if they let you go because they don't know what your blood test is and you kill somebody, then what? Then who pays for that? I mean, if you're going to be drinking and driving, you should have to pay the full penalty. No holds barred.
Yeah. The challenge is if you are allowed to skip the test, you're going to do that when you're under the influence. They need something in the way of teeth. Now, they still can give you the breathalyzer. I guess the blood test confirms it. So, I don't know. I'm a little ambivalent on what I believe of the ruling. But I tend to think you have to err, as you say, on the side of keeping people off the road that could do harm to others. That's public safety, right? That's a tool for public safety. And if you know there's no consequence to not taking it, of course you're not going to take it. When you're concerned, you know.
You know, maybe if they raise the fines a little higher than they really are, maybe people would think about stopping and throwing the keys to somebody else instead.
By the way, they still could do this. They still can give you a blood test. They just need a warrant for it.
Right. See, that takes too long. By then, you know, I don't care. It's just if you're going to do something stupid, you should pay for it.
Yeah, very interesting. We'll see what others think of that, okay? I appreciate the call. I got to admit, I'm a little ambivalent. For one, take my breath, that's constitutional. Take my blood, it's not. I don't see a big difference between the two. Don't get that. Paul and Minot in the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, what's on your mind?
Are you talking to me there, Scotty?
I'm talking to you, Paul. Yes, sir.
Oh, good morning, guys. Well, I actually didn't really want to talk to you, Scott. I wanted to talk to Todd and his fans. Is that okay?
Of course. Absolutely. I'll go to the coffee break here. I need a glass of water anyway.
Hey, Paul. How's it going, man?
Hey, man. I'm doing fine. Hey, I just want to just put out again, and I'm not going to give up on this, just challenge the rest of your radio listening fans to come out and support you on your fantastic run you're going to do on the 4th of July. And maybe just dig in the pocket and divvy up a little bit. And like I've said in the past, you got $100 for me, and I know you got a bunch of money for other people. Let's step up and help Todd and his favorite charity.
That's a great idea, Paul. Great idea. How do they do it, Todd? We're going to a break here, but maybe tell us on the other side of the break how they can pony up.
Absolutely.
All right. Paul, thank you for doing that. You got a C note in the deal. Wow.
Yeah.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go
You're
away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayn Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back at Dickinson, North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners, fourth annual state gathering at the Ramada Dakota Lodge Conference Center. Event goes all day long. Last event is something about 4:40 this afternoon. Steve McNally, the top man for Hess, will address the group. I'll moderate that panel, and looking forward to that. You can join at any time. So if you'd like to come by, you're a royalty owner, love to see you here. So, Todd, how do folks donate to this worthy cause of the Stiletto Walk?
It's the fifth annual Stiletto. Well, it'll be more of a Stiletto fall for me, I'm pretty sure. Fifth annual Stiletto race. It's Monday, the 4th of July in Mandan, a few hours before the big parade in Mandan for our Independence Day. And it starts out in front of Burger King, and it'll probably end in Burger King with me crying in a thing of fries or something.
Yeah.
But what, and if I won't make it a long story, but basically Eugene Grainer challenged me on the air one day and said, look, $2,000 to the charity of your choice if you do this. And since then, a few other people have ponied up too. And our good mutual friend Brent is going to, he's already bought his stilettos, which I'm behind a step on, but he's given me a good lead on where to get some. Because, I don't know, Scott, do you know where to buy stilettos your size?
No, I do not. No,
I didn't even tell Brent started that. So, anyway, you can hit me up on Facebook or KFYR.com, either way. But that's kind of the challenge for everybody.
So the proceeds are going to go to anybody that contributes?
In my case, the proceeds are going to Walk MS. My mother has multiple sclerosis, and since Eugene said the charity of my choice, and so far a few other people have ponied up as well, we're up to about $2,600 for that. So
that's awesome. I love it.
And I've been invited to be on the Prairie Patriot team, so I don't know how all that works yet, but I'll race with anybody who will make sure I get held up and not falling flat on my face.
Perfect. Perfect. And just the visual of Todd and stilettos is worth, I think, you know,
well, there's one more thing.
Thousands.
You can't put a price on it.
You can't put a price on that, no.
There's one more thing. Gene said I had to be in a thong. Now, we've since modified that to a big red sheet, thankfully. So yeah. I'll basically be racing in a red toga now instead of a thong. That's a relief.
All right, back to the phones here, and we're going to chat with Jerry Simmons, National Executive Director of the National Royalty Owners Association, in just a moment. Another first-time caller, though, Brian, in Glendive, Montana. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, this is a little bit back on the topic of fighting Sue, but has anybody ever bothered to contact the tribe and see if they're kind of proud of having the Fighting Sioux as a name for the North Dakota football team?
Yeah, well, of course, Spirit Lake, which was the tribe that initially the elders gave the name to the University of North Dakota, they have voted in favor of the name remaining at the University of North Dakota. The NCAA, dirty little secret, when that whole deal was going on, they needed to win one because they were losing all of them. So all of the schools that they went to say, change your name, like Florida, you know, the tribe said, we don't want them to change. And so I think it was 9 schools that were targeted. They really needed to make one sort of the scapegoat. So in North Dakota's case, only school out of all the schools where they required 2 namesake tribes. So Standing Rock and Spirit Lake both had to sign off. Well, they knew before they even asked what the answer was from Standing Rock. Mainly it's a South Dakota tribe, more than it's a North Dakota tribe. So the vast majority of its members are in South Dakota, really indifferent to this whole issue. And then Spirit Lake both had to sign off. So Spirit Lake did. Standing Rock would not. Very, very political. But all the surveys taken, all the votes. Sports Illustrated did a famous one with Native Americans nationally. They see it as a sign of respect. So it's a small group of white liberal professors who get ticked about it, to tell you the truth. That's who gets mad about it. It's not Native Americans. It's not people that live in the real world. It's people that live in that little bubble known as academia, and a small group of them. Yeah. So it's an unfortunate situation. Here's my deal. If you don't like Fighting Hawks, if you don't like the new logo, channel your frustration into having conversations with Native Americans, because ultimately I think if at some point you could remove Standing Rock from the equation and say, really, this is up to Spear Lake, who gave this name to UND in the first place in the 1930s, and they come back to the NCAA first, and then ultimately to the school. You know, it could come back if the tribe themselves asked for it. So that's where I'd put my frustration. Channel it there.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with the NCAA for the most part on a lot of things, but I don't think that they have the right to come in and make a school change their name over just because they think that they have to be politically correct.
I'm with you, Brian. Appreciate your call. Will you call again now?
Oh, you bet.
We love Montana callers. A lot of common sense there in western Minnesota, eastern Montana, South Dakota. We all think pretty much alike. So
you bet. I'll call back in.
Love hearing from you. Thank you. Brian, appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
First time callers go to the front of the line. So Brian and Glendive is also in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Bacon giveaway today. We're putting first-time callers in that drawing. So when you call, best call from a first-time caller gets the free bacon today, 800-228-0550. Jerry Simmons is here. He's executive director of the National Association of Royalty Owners, gathering in Dickinson today for their 4th annual meeting of the North Dakota chapter. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Nice to see you.
It's great to be here. I love the nice, cool weather coming from Oklahoma. So yeah, appreciate being here.
It's a little muggy down there in Oklahoma.
It certainly is.
Yeah. So what is Oklahoma? What have other states that are big oil and gas producing states think of what's happening in North Dakota right now?
Well, North Dakota is like every other oil and gas producing state right now. We're all hurting because of the price collapse for the last 2 years. And, Oklahoma as a state is looking at about $1 billion deficit in their budget this year. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal all across the country. And it's in the gas producing regions of, Pennsylvania. Same problem. Gas prices have been depressed for several years now, longer than oil prices. So, we're seeing the impacts of that. The companies, as you know, there's bankruptcies every week in the oil and gas sector, and that affects our folks, the mineral owners and the royalty owners cashing those checks. So it's a serious time. We're hopeful. You know, things were starting to come up, tick back up a little bit, and until the vote in Britain last night, and stock market and everything tanked. But I think it'll come back in the next. From what I see from most of the talking heads, it looks like it's going to come back in the next few weeks, probably. So
I saw something the other day about the bankruptcies as a result of the price free fall here the last couple of years had not claimed anyone that produced over 100,000 barrels a day in oil. So in other words, small players, yes, big players, no. And this was reported as good news, basically,
right.
that the majority of folks are weathering the storm. Little guys, people that were on the way up, didn't have enough capital, ouch, right? No doubt about it. Certainly there's been layoffs. But given the price dip and the length of the price dip, haven't we not weathered the storm pretty well?
I believe so. That's my personal. I've been around since the early 80s in this business, and I saw the downturn of 86 and what happened there. And it wasn't just oil companies that were filing for Chapter 7 and 11 bankruptcies. Banks were going out of business. Savings and loans were going out of business that had loaned them their money. So we haven't seen it ripple through the financial sector like we did back then. So, I'm very hopeful that the kind of mid-sized companies, the ones that operate here, Hess, Continental, know, the Devons, Apaches, they seem to have weathered the storm so far, you know. And again, it's I read an article this morning where Gulf Coast production is up, oil production off of Louisiana and Texas coast, and making up for some of the losses onshore. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It's a good thing that it's our production, but at the same time, it's offshore, and it's not this onshore that we need to get to the market. So
there is a global battle going on right now between the producers overseas and our, you know, the OPEC partners and what happens here, and that is privately held mineral owners, the people you represent, royalty owners, and, you know, independent oil and gas companies. And we're weathering that storm pretty well, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
we are.
This is a game changer.
We are. And whether or not you were in agreement with the omnibus spending bill that passed and got signed into law by President Obama, we were certainly in favor of that because for the first time in 40 years, it lifted the oil export ban. And we were all for that. There were some friends that kind of fell on their sword and voted for that spending bill. Though they were against the idea of the spending bill, they voted for it because it lifted that ban so that we could, in fact, export our product and compete internationally. And we have. We've seen that West Texas intermediate price and the Brent price close ever since that happened. And it's exactly what we said was going to happen. Prices have not skyrocketed because we're selling our oil on the international market. So it's been a very good thing.
How many royalty owners are there in the U.S.?
We estimate between 8 and 12 million. There's really no way to tell for sure. It's 1099 income. It might be reported as royalty income, but it might just be miscellaneous income. So there's really no sure way to tell, you know, exactly how many. There's an outfit out of Texas, a commercial outfit that has recorded every single royalty owner in the state of Texas for commercial reasons to sell those lists. And they have over 4 million names of people that cash royalty checks on a regular basis in the state of Texas.
And are they well organized? Do they speak with one voice? I mean, obviously that's what your group is trying to do because they're a very important cog in this wheel that seems to be forgotten too often.
Absolutely. And that's the purpose of NARO and why we've been around for almost 36 years now. And the whole idea of this group was the original organization was to fight the windfall profits tax. A lot of people don't remember that from 1980, but it was a tax on oil and gas produced in this country, and royalty owners got to pay that share as well as the producers. So this organization was formed by a guy who was just ticked off and said, I've had enough taxes. So he got this group together, and that's what we educate folks. What's going on here yesterday and today is educational resources for the individual mineral owners so that they can understand how to manage their properties, and we do advocate for them. At noon today, I'm giving a talk to the group about what's going on a national basis and some of the things that we've been fighting, the percentage depletion tax deduction that they get for 7.5 years now. Every time this administration has proposed a budget to the Congress, they have requested repeal of that 1920s tax break. So we've been fighting that for 7 years. So that's one of the things we do. One of the things I'll talk about today at noon.
And North Dakota is, this is the fourth annual. So
that's right.
Sort of a newbie when it comes to, organizing royalty owners and getting people organized. But obviously, It's good to see.
It really is. And our state chapter here is very well organized. It's got a great board of directors that are all locals, and they serve this chapter very well. They do a marvelous job.
And we're going to chat with a few of them a little later on as well. Still time to join us in Dickinson at the Ramada Dakota Lodge Conference Center is where we're broadcasting today and where the conference goes through late this afternoon. Good to see you, Jerry.
You bet, Scott. Thanks.
Thanks for stopping by. Tell us a little bit about the National Association of Royalty Owners. He's Executive Director, North Dakota Chapter, 4th Annual Gathering underway right now. We're going to go up to Jeff in Parshall. He's a first-time caller when we come back. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night and somebody's talking about, it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done on the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it's a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And You know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good morning, Scott. On the British vote for getting out of the EU, isn't it ironic? 240 years ago, minus 13 days, we voted for our independence. Now the Brits voted for their independence. It's ironic.
Ironic is one word, no doubt about it. I think there's a lot of parallels going on there. I feel in my gut that November is not going to be as close as everybody thinks it is. Or the route that some people think Hillary Clinton, you know, when I say some people, the punditry, I mean, to them right now, is it 5 or is it 20 points that Hillary beats Donald Trump by? Just wait. There is an awakening underway, I believe. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, great resource. Their Facebook page is a blast. And I've been telling you this for a while. I'm going to tell you until we get there in a little less than a month. Cookfest 2016 is the place you want to be. Mandaree, North Dakota on the 19th of July. Have you ever been there? Perfect time. 21st of July in Stanley. It's free food and some of the best barbecue you'll ever find. It's live local music. It's free stuff. You don't pay anything for, you know, entry or nothing. Everything's free. You leave your wallet at home. There's also on the 20th a Bakken or North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby at the Four Bears Casino Marina, and that's a lot of fun. So it's just taking one or all of the events, you're going to love them. You really will. All right, first-time caller waiting to weigh in from Partial. Jeff, you're up at 800-228-0550. Another first-time caller in the drawing for the free bacon today. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hello. Well, I woke up and had your radio on, and they were talking about the Fighting Sioux logo.
Yes.
Anyways, it seems that subject just doesn't go away. And my thoughts on that are, number one, who's offended? I've talked to many, many people, natives, non-natives. I haven't found one person who's offended by it. You know, who's driving this or who made the change? Who was a force behind that?
The NCAA basically said change or you can't be a part of the NCAA. You can't be in tournaments of all these sanctions. The state said, fine, we're going to, you know, take you to court. And ultimately, there was a settlement. And the settlement said, give us, how long was it again? I forget how much time, year or two, maybe even longer, might have been three, to negotiate with the tribes and come up with an agreement. Standing Rock, and by the way, the NCAA said you got to have two of the Native American tribes sign off on this. Standing Rocks never did, never would. Spirit Lake did, and so ultimately it came to be. Some people grumbled that it was a bad deal, that we never should have, you know, negotiated. I heard that actually a lot of the governor's race, people would come up and say, I'm not voting for Wayne Stenden because I don't like that deal for the Fighting Sioux name. People remembered, you know, his role in the negotiation. He would argue, and he has before in the air, that you know, it was the best possible deal that North Dakota could have received. But ultimately, it's the NCAA that's to blame, Jeff, to answer your question.
Yeah. Okay, so the other question is, who owns the logo? Was it the schools, UND?
This has been a point of contention as well, because there was something buried in the settlement in which the Native American tribe could get this back. UND has retained it because they want to control, you know, the merchandise. And so they put out just a little bit of merchandise every year under what they call their legacy collection to maintain the trademark.
Okay, so the trademark originated from the Standing Rock or the Natives?
Yeah, you know, I think how it originally happened in the 30s, the Standing Rock tribe elders, the chief and the elders said, UND here. President Starcher at the time was given that, okay? Then when, you know, I think different versions of the logo and name came up, I think that trademark was always done at UND. I don't know that there was ever any kind of, in my mind, really, if we don't want to use the Fighting Sioux anymore and we're succumbing to the NCAA, then it ought to be given to Native Americans. It ought to be given back to the people who originally gave it in the first place. UND argues, well, we got to control, you know, we just don't want any kind of shirt out there, anything. What if somebody gets a hold of it and does something inappropriate, you know, with the logo? So they have all these reasons why it needs to be protected. But to me, it's theirs.
Right. I talked to Dakota Sioux, this lady, we're having this discussion, and she says, well, do you know where the Sioux came from? I said, no. She says, it's not our word. The French gave it to us, and it means snake in the grass. She says, that's not a very nice name, is it? I said, probably not, but, you know, it's not even the native's name. It was given by the French. But I guess my point is, you know, it seems like a majority of people, they just have no problem with this. They love it, this logo, and it's been around for such a long time. Do a little civil disobedience. Print the darn things. Who's going to stop you? You know, put them out there. When you vote, when you buy, you vote. In other words, if people want this, they can vote and buy this and wear it proudly. And some people might be offended, but people are offended at the littlest things nowadays, and it's just kind of beyond control.
It is. I don't like the idea of holding down the amount of Fighting Sioux merchandise out there. Let the market decide that. Whatever
exactly.
is sell the most of, put it out there. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And it is what's wrong with the country in so many ways. I could tie it to the whole Donald Trump phenom. I really could. People just are tired of this kind of crazy political correctness. It makes no sense. Great points, Jeff.
Great common sense out of Partial. Hang tight. Find out if you're a lucky winner of Cloverdale Bacon. We'll have that coming up. Jeff in New England wants to talk about Heidi Heitkamp next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.